This recording, Michigan 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, and with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look but never find it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say that he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So Michael and I were going to go see Raiders of the Lost Ark, and we had wanted to see this movie for a really long time, but we couldn't get in because it was really popular. It's when it first came out, and it was sold out the first couple times we went. So we finally were going to see it on this Sunday afternoon. It was really sunny outside. It was a beautiful day, and we were late, and it was my fault. And so Michael was mad at me because we were late, and so we get to the theater, and everybody is already in the theater because the movie started. So we walk inside, and in that movie, there is no light coming from the screen in the very beginning of it. So we're standing in the main aisle in just complete darkness in a pretty full movie theater. So I think, oh God, I'll make it work, you know, and then he won't be mad at me. So I grab his hand, and I start down this row, and I get down this row, and I just sat down. I felt behind me. I didn't think anything of it, and I just sat down, squarely sat down on someone in the dark. So I just leaped to my feet, and I'm shoving him back out of the row, back. I'm trying to be quiet because the movie has started, so I don't want to make any, you know, scene, of which, of course, I am, and I'm just pushing him back. So we get to back in the aisle, and I say to him, "You lead." So he's leading, and I'm holding onto his hand for dear life because I don't want to sit on anyone else or fall on anyone else. So he finds a row, and we go down this row, and I lose his hand. So now I'm all by myself, and I'm terrified. So I feel behind me, and there is no one sitting in the seat. So I sit down. And I know if I tell him that I've just sat on someone in the dark, he'll think it's really funny and he won't be mad at me anymore. So I grab his arm and I hold it. I sit sideways in the seat and I hold his arm up against my chest and I get really close to his ear and I say, "Michael, you can't believe what I just did. I just sat on someone in the dark. Can you believe that?" And he just got really stiff and he didn't answer me. And I thought, come on, this is really funny. How can you be so mad just because we're late? So I thought, well, it's because he doesn't understand. So I told him again, so I got closer. So I'm still sitting sideways in the seat. I hold onto his arm again, and I get right into his ear, just right into his ear, and I say, "Michael, you just listen. I just sat on someone in the dark. Funny, can you believe I just did that?" And he just got really stiff again and didn't respond. And I thought, you know, whatever. So I sat in my chair, just regular, and I was going to watch the movie, and I put my hand on his leg, and I feel skin and hair, and I realize Michael's wearing blue jeans, and I'm sitting next to a complete stranger in the movie theater.